WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning. The first day of fall. Fall arrives at, I believe it's 2:19 p.m. today. So looking forward to that. The best season of the year coming our way. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, how are you?
Morning.
Well, the market basket. I was there yesterday. Now, when I buy bacon, I usually grab the Oscar Mayer bacon. So they had a ton of it over there, but there were only 12-ounce packages, and they wanted $9.99. So they had stacks of it, which I left right there, because when you cook down a 12-ounce package, you get two servings out of it. The rest is all the fat, which I use too, but you don't get much bacon. So I don't know what it costs for a breakfast in any restaurant now with bacon on your plate or sausages. I don't do the sausages. So depending, I guess, on what restaurant you go to, if you're all by yourself and you want a breakfast of maybe two eggs, some bacon, and of course you're going to have home fries and all, and now the coffee doesn't even come with it anymore. So why would anybody want to go to a restaurant? Make your stuff at home. Okay.
Well, I can tell you, I went to IHOP last night in Raynham because I'd left the Cryptid Fest and I wanted something to eat. And I was like, you know what? I'd like to have an omelet. So I went to the IHOP there and a side of bacon there was $5.49 for four slices.
Are you talking about the whole meal, not just the bacon?
No, that was just the side of bacon was $5.49 for four slices.
So how much bacon do you get?
That was four slices of bacon.
For how much was it?
$5.49.
Was it really shrunk small, or does it actually look like it that much?
I actually did get a side of bacon. It wasn't too impressive for that price. I got an omelet that was bacon, cheese, and tomatoes. It was like one of their menu items, and it was $18. Mm. And it only, unlike other items on the menu, come with. You know, you can get like a side of hash browns and they come with pancakes or toast. This just came with hash browns. You could only pick one of the things. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know this, but apparently to make their omelets fluffy, IHOP puts pancake batter in the omelets.
Well, that's nice.
I was like, I didn't know that. That's weird. It says it on the menu, but I never read it before.
Does that make it look like you're getting more food,
I guess? I don't know.
Did you see at all the memorial last night?
I did not. No, I came home. I got home about 9 o'clock and just fell right asleep.
Well, his wife was talking, Charlie Kirk's wife, and I sympathize with her very much. But I saw a mistake. I was watching it. I heard what she was saying, and I think it's one hell of a big mistake for her to try to take over her husband's place at the turning point or whatever they call it. She has the two kids. Just work on that, okay? She's not going to be able to handle everything. I would be more concerned about my kids. They'd lost their dad. She has to be mother and father. And then she's going to be doing all this other stuff. And her kids are not going to get full attention from the mother. I don't care what anybody else said. Let they have their opinion. I have mine. Take care of your kids and drop it.
Because well, it's a good thing they're her kids and not yours. It's her decision to make.
Well, it is her decision. I said it's my opinion. I have a right to my opinion, don't I?
Yeah, but if your opinion is a terrible one, it's better to keep it to yourself.
She's not going to be able to handle it.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
First of all, what is she going to do? What is her job going to be?
It hasn't even hit her yet that she lost the guy yet. It hasn't hit her yet.
Okay. Well, I'm glad she's not taking your advice.
Well, isn't that too bad? I'm glad you don't care. You're still a corny anyway yourself. You're on the side of the lefties over there that went and killed Mr. Kirk. Don't say no. Okay? Don't say no.
Everything about what you just said is so asinine, I'm not even going to address it.
Yeah. You don't have to address it. You're never going to change either. I don't think you're sorry one iota that they murdered that man. I don't think you feel anything about it. I don't even feel that you think he was a good man at all. Do you? Can you come out here and say it?
I have no reason not to believe that he was.
You have no reason not to believe that he was a good father.
Just because I might disagree with some of his opinions on things doesn't mean that he was a bad person. Just because I might not agree with some of his opinions on things doesn't mean he was a bad father. I would not think that.
No. Still with the hatred with Donald Trump, too. I mean, they couldn't kill him, so they went after Mr. Kirk. How nice of them. And then to celebrate laughing and dancing and singing that the guy's gone.
Who was laughing and dancing and singing?
They were doing it all. Did you look around? You're too busy chasing ghosts everywhere.
Well, you're too busy frying up bacon and complaining that it wasn't enough for you.
You're chasing spirits and ghosts, thinking that people came back from the dead to haunt you.
All right. Hold on. You're going to insult my hobbies when all you do is sit on a computer and look up conspiracy theories all day. So, yeah, you know what, Mary, hold on. Did you take your walk yet today?
Most conspiracy theorists are right.
No, most conspiracy theories are hollow garbage, which is why they're called conspiracy theories.
You can't believe in the ghost, but you can't believe in the spirit of Christ, though. You can't believe in Jesus Christ.
Well, because I've actually encountered ghosts. I've never encountered Jesus.
You've encountered ghosts. Where's the proof of this?
You don't have to believe me, but I've had those experiences.
Real ghosts, don't you think that they would be showing themselves all over the place?
Not to you. Living people don't even want to talk to you. You expect the ghost to?
That's too bad. You're talking to me now. Why don't you block me if you don't want to? Block me.
Have you taken your walk yet today? You need to go on your walk.
Too. What do you mean? Don't come out here and say her name. Everybody knows her name. They know her voice just like they know mine.
And she asked us not to. So just respect that.
She can tell you. No, I don't. I can say her name.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm hanging up on you now, Mary, because you're getting into the ridiculous and you're doing something that I asked you not to do.
It doesn't hurt me. Hang up. Bye now.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. A rotten one.
All right. Enjoy. I'm not even going to justify any of that, honestly. 508-996-0500. I still love you, Mary. Moving on. We did start off the show discussing a little bit, well, not the start off, but we talked in the last hour, and Mary brought up the Market Basket situation. And I had asked the question if you're seeing any changes in Market Basket because of Arthur T. Demoulas getting fired and the interim CEO getting installed. And Mary mentioned the price of bacon going up. But I don't know if these price changes have to do with new leadership or if it has to do with the fact that prices are going up on groceries at every store. And they're all finding their own different ways to try to combat that. Was RDT kind of a safeguard in some of those prices, trying to keep those remaining low? And is that part of what the friction was between him and the rest of the Demoulas family and the Market Basket board? Was that part of the friction of, hey, we're eating too many of these costs when this stuff is costing us more? Because they've cited their issue was that he was operating unilaterally without consulting the board on things. And is that part of it? So now that he's not there anymore, are prices going to take a big jump? It's hard to be the market that, all right, for lack of a better term, markets itself as being the place that is the alternative so that you can save money if you have to start charging just as much as everybody else's. I think most people who shop at Market Basket do it for the price more than anything. I actually hear more people that complain about shopping there than actually say, oh, yeah, it's a wonderful experience every time I go. I just always hear about how it's too crowded and they can't get around the store. I've heard people complain about the long lines, but I've never really dealt with long lines when I've gone there. Maybe it's just the times that I go. Maybe it's also the fact that most of the time I'm usually going through the express lane. But I've never really dealt with long lines. I'm sure if you go to any supermarket like on a Saturday morning, you're going to get long lines. But I've never dealt with that really there. I very rarely have been looking for something and had them be out of it. So again, but that also could be because the times that I'm going into the store, maybe they've had time to restock the shelves. But, you know, most of the complaints that I've heard about people just have to do about Market Basket have to do with the size of the crowds. And I don't know that, you know, there's much Market Basket can do about that. But I've never heard anybody say, I go there specifically because I can only get this, this, or this there. They might like something that's there, but, you know, it's their version of something they could get somewhere else. And I think we all kind of have our things that we like at each place. So I think more than anything, price is what drives people into that store, and it's what keeps people going back. And if you just become like everybody else, because you have to, or because you think you're leaving profit on the table, then you lose what kind of makes people combat some of the other issues. Now, the question then becomes, well, if the price is the same as other supermarkets, does the store become less crowded? And will people say, well, if I'm going to be paying the same as I am at Stop and Shop, I might as well just go to Market Basket anyway. It's closer. I don't think so. I think if you look at where some of these stores are located and who shops in those stores, I think you're going to see the same crowds there. They're just going to be complaining about having to pay more. But this movement, I guess, to walk away from Market Basket, and again, I just saw something on social media, and I would not condone, you know, don't go tape your receipt to a window. That would technically be vandalism. But I guess that's what people are doing to kind of stand in solidarity this time around. I just haven't heard the same, you know, there's no people standing outside protesting like there was last time. And I think that's because if you look at 2014 Market Basket prices versus other grocery stores, people felt like they had a reason to stand up and fight back and have their voice heard. And I think now they're just like, yeah, well, it doesn't matter where I shop. I can't afford it. So all of this other drama that's happening, I don't care. Whereas opposed to before, people really got wrapped up into it. And also there can be some fatigue too, where, you know, you've already gone through this once and you stood up for the guy and like now it's going to happen a second time. Like, I just don't have it in me. I don't have it in me to care a second time around about something that I don't have any control over. Because this, I don't think this is one of those situations where a massive group of people saying that they're not going to shop there anymore will really make a difference. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We are going to have a new contest up for you later on today. We're going to be giving away tickets to see the B-52s and Devo at Xfinity Center coming up on October 2nd. So, you know, get one more final Xfinity Center show in there before the end of the season. And what a way to do it with the B-52s and Devo. Two of the coolest bands of the 70s and 80s coming together in one show. And so we'll be giving those away all this week, in addition to giving away those Cape Air passes that you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And in addition to another week of cash codes for Money Talks that we'll be giving away all this week too. So starting at the 8 o'clock hour, just about an hour from now, you're going to get your first code of the day. You're going to get 10 codes throughout the course of the day, one every hour between 8 and 5. And you're going to get 10 chances to try to win $1,000. All you got to do is just keep listening, get those codes, and then enter them in the right spot at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and you could be winning $1,000. And later on in the contest, we're going to have two $10,000 Thursdays. You can find out all the rules and details at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. And thank you to Stevie's Wine and Spirits for making our ticket giveaway possible. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. The sun is shining bright. It is 54 degrees, perfect for the first day of fall. Fall will be here in just a couple of hours, but don't let that keep you from thinking about going solar. Isaacson Solar, of course, is the place to go because they are local. They're based in Fall River. They're not going anywhere. These other companies, they come in and knock on your door and try to sell you solar panels and then move on to the next community. And you never see them again after they come in and they install those solar panels. That's not the case with Isaacson. They're here to be your partner in solar. And they take care of everything. They assign a dedicated project manager to every job that manages your solar panel installation from start to finish. And they take care of everything. The local permits, the approvals, the scheduling, all of that. They make it super easy. And then they also have the Isaacson Solar app. And what that does is that allows you to get 24/7 monitoring of your solar panel's performances. So you can see exactly how they're working for you at all times. You don't have to wait for a monthly report. You don't have to wait for whatever, you know, the electric bill comes and tells you, you know, what you generate and what you save and all that. You get it real time, 24/7 on the Isaacson Solar app. So if you want to find out more, you can schedule a free, no obligation, in-home consultation with them. They will come to your door because you asked them to, not because they're going to come knock on it. And all you got to do to set that up is go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Find out if your home is a good fit for solar, and then they will take it from there. So a lot of people are jumping on it now because they want to make sure they get those tax credits that do expire at the end of this year. So if you're going to have that conversation, you want to have it sooner rather than later. isaacsonsolar.com. All right, it's time to go into the newsroom, get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files, and there's a lot that happened on this date, so we'll get into all that coming up right after we hear the top stories of the day from Mike.
The royal scandal continues, a close call with an asteroid, and remembering Charlie Kirk.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow it to limit gender choices on official state documents. Just after retaking office in January, President Trump signed an executive order that said federal government recognizes only two sexes, and the State Department then paused processing passport applications that selected the gender marker X. The government was blocked from enforcing the new policy earlier this year by a Massachusetts federal judge. The Trump administration requested that ruling be blocked, but was denied by a federal appeals court. President Trump says the U.S. is a country in mourning after the death of Charlie Kirk.
Less than 2 weeks ago, our country was robbed of one of the brightest lights of our times, a giant of his generation, and above all, a devoted husband, father, son, Christian, and patriot.
Speaking at Kirk's memorial in Arizona yesterday, Trump said Kirk was a champion of free speech and did what was right for our country. Trump said Kirk was always good at drawing big crowds, and his memorial was no different. The president said One of the last things Charlie asked him to do was save Chicago, Kirk's hometown. Trump added he will save Chicago. The 31-year-old conservative activist was shot and killed earlier this month while speaking at a rally in Utah. Border czar Tom Homan is denying allegations of bribery.
MSNBC reported Saturday that Homan accepted $50,000 in cash last year from undercover FBI agents posing as business people after he indicated that he could help them get government contracts. Sources told the network the case was closed after Trump won the election. In an interview on News Nation Saturday, Homan denied the reports. I'm Lisa Carton.
A newly surfaced email reveals that Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, described disgrace financier Jeffrey Epstein as, quote, a supreme friend. The email was sent by the Duchess in 2011, who was the former wife of Prince Andrew, just weeks after she had publicly distanced herself from Epstein. The email, published yesterday in the Sun and Mail, says that shortly after a 2011 interview by the Duchess, where she called her involvement with him a gigantic error in judgment. The paper reported that email Ferguson sent Epstein was to reassure him she had not used the word pedophilia in reference to him. A spokesperson for the Duchess said the email was sent to counter a threat Epstein had made to sue her for defamation. A Utah truck driver in custody after two girls were found in the back of a refrigerated semi. The 12 and 14-year-old sisters were discovered after the truck was involved in a traffic accident last week in Linden, just north of Provo. The driver, a 28-year-old Jacob Ortel Scott, arrested on charges of aggravated child abuse. A new study reports wildfire smoke is now responsible for 41,000 deaths in the U.S. each year.
Researchers warn that by 2050, smoke could become the deadliest climate-driven threat to Americans. The study published this week in Nature says by mid-century, smoke-related deaths are expected to climb by another 30,000 per year, making wildfire smoke more dangerous than extreme heat, crop losses, or rising energy costs. The results suggest wildfire smoke is erasing decades of clean air progress from the Clean Air Act, especially in western states. I'm Rob Bartier.
A massive asteroid is being studied after making a close approach to Earth last week. The asteroid, said to be comparable in size to a New York City skyscraper, it traveled over 24,000 miles per hour while passing the Earth. It was first discovered in March and initially thought to have a small chance of impacting in 2089. But NASA and European Space Agency both confirmed that it's not an imminent threat.
WBSM Sports.
The Steelers beat the Patriots 21-14 yesterday. Red Sox lost to Tampa 7-3. Sox are off tonight, heading to Toronto tomorrow, taking on the Blue Jays at 7:07.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Sunshine today, 70. Clear tonight, 57. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 74. Clouds and some showers for Wednesday, 71. More clouds for Thursday, 68. And we're looking wet on Friday and Saturday, upper 60s and low 70s. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, it's time for today's edition.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. David Coverdale, lead singer for Deep Purple in the 70s and Whitesnake in the 80s, celebrates his 74th birthday today. You Light Up My Life singer Debbie Boone is 69. Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli and rockers Joan Jett and Nick Cave of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are all turning 67 today. He starred on Happy Days and Charles in Charge. Scott Baio is 65. Actress Katherine Oxenberg of Dynasty fame is 64, as is fellow actress Bonnie Hunt. Other actresses celebrating a birthday today are Billie Piper, who was seen on Doctor Who and now on the Netflix hit Wednesday. She's 43. And Tatiana Maslany, who starred on Orphan Black and She-Hulk, is 40. Hitting number one on the Billboard charts on this date, Missing You by John Waite. On September 22nd, 1985, the first Farm Aid concert was held at the Memorial Stadium in Champaign, Illinois. The star-studded event featured performances by Bob Dylan, Billy Joel, Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, B.B. King, Loretta Lynn, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty, among many others. The inaugural event attracted roughly 80,000 music fans and raised over $9 million for U.S. family farmers. And they just had the 40th one this past weekend. On this date in 1986, Alf debuted on NBC. A young Tim Weisberg anxiously awaited that debut after a whole summer's worth of commercials promoting it. In 1987, Full House debuted on ABC. And then in 1989, the sitcom Family Matters premiered, eventually becoming one of television's most influential shows. It happened as ABC debuted TGIF, its Thank Goodness It's Friday, or Thank Goodness It's Funny, block that aired from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., a new programming block that included shows like Full House, Family Matters, Perfect Strangers, and Just the 10 of Us. In 1990, Garth Brooks' album No Fences entered the U.S. album chart. The title was eventually named the best-selling country album of all time and sold over 13 million copies in just the first 5 years of its release. On September 22nd, 1992, Def Leppard were forced to cancel two U.S. shows after their sound equipment truck was found abandoned after one of the band's drivers had attempted to rob a store. The driver was later charged with possessing drugs and criminal damage. On this date in 1994, the beloved sitcom Friends debuted, following the lives of six friends in New York City. Of course, it wasn't a smash success right out of the gate, but picked up steam relatively quickly. September 22nd, 2001, a tribute to Heroes was aired commercial-free on most of the major U.S. TV networks. The live program was organized to raise money following the terrorist attacks on the Pentagon and New York's World Trade Center. Neil Young, Tom Petty, Paul Simon, Billy Joel, U2, Limp Bizkit, Bruce Springsteen, and Pearl Jam all performed. Manning the telephones to take pledges were celebrities including Jack Nicholson, Jim Carrey, Whoopi Goldberg, Goldie Hawn, Robin Williams, Meg Ryan, Cuba Gooding Jr., Kurt Russell, Adam Sandler, and many more. On this date in 2004, we all went to the island when Lost debuted on ABC. September 22nd, 2007, Britney Spears was charged with hit-and-run drive and driving without a valid license after she was accused of hitting a parked car and driving away from a Los Angeles car park on August 6th. The owner of the car filed an accident report on August 9th at the North Hollywood Community Police Station. The city attorney did not know whether Ms. Spears' car had been damaged, nor did he know the extent of the damage to the other car. And in 2015, a U.S. district judge ruled that the original copyright to Happy Birthday, the song, was invalid. Much to the delight of film and TV producers, the song could become public domain. That's why for so many years, so many movies and shows used For He's a Jolly Good Fellow for people's birthdays instead. That's the Gen X Files for September 22nd, 2025. And that really was, like, I remember that when I was a kid. How come when it's somebody's birthday on TV, they sing For He's a Jolly Good Fellow, but when it's my birthday, we have to sing Happy Birthday? Like, why don't we sing For He's a Jolly Good Fellow then? Or why don't we sing Happy Birthday on TV shows or movies? And then I found out it was because of the copyright. So I guess that's not a thing anymore, but I don't know. I don't think I remember seeing anything where somebody sang Happy Birthday. It's kind of one of those things that, It's my least favorite part of society is how we sing happy birthday to people when it's their birthday. Nobody wants to hear people sing to them, and nobody wants to have to sing to other people. Why do we still do it? Why do we still? Does anybody out there like singing happy birthday to other people? Does anybody out there like having people sing to them on their birthday? The only thing we use it for is to torture our friends and family when we bring them out to dinner and we tell the staff, hey, it's their birthday, when they get up to go to the bathroom, whether it is or it isn't. But I don't know. I've got a feeling that as a society, we all hate that part of things. You know, we hate having to sing it. We hate getting sung to. But nobody wants to bring it up because we don't want to seem like we're the jerk. But I'll be the jerk in this situation. Let's just stop doing it. Like, you can say happy birthday. You can give them birthday wishes. We can still do the cake. I still definitely want to have the cake. They can blow out the candles. Though it's really weird when people blow out the candles and get spittle all over the cake. But hey, whatever. We can still do all of that. It's just the song, man. The song. Not right now, people are like, you know what? Tim, I wasn't against you when you were yelling at Mary, but now all of a sudden you're against happy birthday. What kind of monster are you? Well, I guess I'm that kind. 508-996-0500. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. And welcome back. And I figured since we talked about Billy Joel and we mentioned him twice in the Gen X Files, since he performed at the first Farm Aid and he performed at the Tribute to Heroes after 9/11, well, figured we could play some Billy Joel coming back from the break. The song that is plaguing my friend Sean and I. Like, there's something weird going on where that song just keeps popping up. After not even thinking about it for who knows how long, all of a sudden it's everywhere. Hearing it on the radio, hearing it in different things. Walked into Walmart, they had a t-shirt that said, "We didn't start the fire, Billy Joel." I was like, what's going on? Why is this everywhere all of a sudden? Walked into a restaurant and it was playing on the TV, the video for it. Like, what's going on? This is weird. And I know people would say, well, it's kind of like that, you know, that blue car syndrome where, you know, you go out and you buy a blue Toyota and all of a sudden you see blue Toyotas everywhere. You're paying more attention because it looks familiar to you now. Well, those blue Toyotas were always there, but you just didn't pay them any attention before. Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think it's really just there more often. Billy Joel, he's trying to tell us something. So anyway, 508-996-0500. We were talking earlier about Market Basket. We were also talking about the Cape Air flights that are going to be launching on the 29th. So next Monday, we'll be broadcasting live both this show and South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. We're going to be at the airport all morning for this historic occasion. The first flight leaves at 8:15, and I'll be on that first flight going from New Bedford to Boston. So I went to the airport on Friday and met with some folks over there from Cape Air and from the airport and from the city as they're planning what they're putting together for that day. And there's going to be, you know, a little ceremony beforehand with dignitaries in attendance. And then I'm sure some of them will be popping on the radio with Chris McCarthy if they're still hanging around after everything's over. But I got the chance to actually go through the TSA screening that people will go through when they leave New Bedford. And it's couldn't be any simpler. You know, the plane is just a handful of seats, so it's only going to be a few people that are going through it at any given time. And they have a brand new state-of-the-art machine that they only have in one other airport in Massachusetts. And it's designed to get you through quickly, and you put your regular luggage on there as well as the stuff that you would normally put through TSA screening. So your luggage never leaves you. Well, once you get to the plane, then they put it underneath the plane, but you're the one that's bringing it out and you're the one that's taking it off. Again, they put it in and take it out, but you know, you get it from there. And what's really cool about the plane is every seat on the plane is a window seat. You have pretty much a 360-degree view of everything that's going on when you're up there in the air. So for the 15 minutes that you'll be in the air getting from New Bedford to Boston, that's how long it takes, point to point in the air. Now, you might stay up there longer because you might have to wait for your chance to land at Logan. But for that amount of time, you get breathtaking views because the plane does not fly. You know, they're not flying 30,000 feet. There are just a couple of thousand feet. So you get a chance to really see everything underneath you as you go through. And they were talking about how, you know, once we get into later in the fall and the trees start to change color, which I'm looking out the window right now, the trees in our parking lot and around here are already starting to turn, you're going to get to see some really nice foliage up there. And you get to pass over everybody else that's stuck in traffic and dealing with road work and trying to find a parking space in the garage and paying $60 a day to park and all of that. You get to pass over all of them and land right at Logan, already checked in through TSA. You get to just stay and wait for your next flight. You can book it now by going to capeair.com. All you have to do is go on their website and book it. But if you're going to do that, well, you might as well go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app first. Because then when you go into our contest page to win a free pair of passes, one of the things it asks you to do is go to the Cape Air website. That earns you an entry to win those free air passes. So if you're going to go and book a flight anyway, why not do it through that page so that you can also be entered to maybe win another pair of passes you can use another time? Plus, there's a few other things you can do there that you can get extra chances to try to win. So that's on the WBSM.com website and on the WBSM app. But it really is going to be the new way to get to Boston when you have a flight out of Logan. Again, you can find out more at capeair.com. Very excited to get up there and get that perspective. I was a little nervous because I'd never been on a plane that small before. And then when I got in there, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. I like this. Yeah, I'm excited for this now. And we got a tour of the airport. We were taken around the airport in a truck and shown all the different runways and all the different parts of the airport. And one of the really interesting things there is the partnership that they have with Bridgewater State University and its aviation program. They have a building where they teach their classes for that. They have the hangar where they keep their planes. And those student pilots are flying out of there all day long. And we must have seen a dozen planes take off and land in just the time that we were driving around. Very busy over there at the airport. And what I thought was the most interesting part of that discussion is we were told that students who sign up for that program at Bridgewater, they're pretty much recruited from the time they're freshmen. So before they've even started taking their flying hours and learning about being a pilot, they're already getting offered jobs with major airlines because there's such a need for airline pilots that they've got that job waiting for them when they graduate. So if you were thinking about being a pilot, if you've got a kid in your family that's going to college and they'd love to be a pilot, get them into that program. Now, it's a little expensive because you got to pay for those flying hours, but it's worth it in the end when you know you've got a job waiting for you that's going to pay you really good money as soon as you get out of school. So I would, you know, if you've got somebody in your family that's interested in doing it, I would get them into that program. All right, I've got one more break I've got to get in before the end of the hour. We will be right back. All right, so I was at Cryptid Fest yesterday, and great event, great job. Jess and Herbie put on a fantastic event over there at the VFW in Raynham, and just a great day overall. But I was talking with somebody that I hadn't seen in a while, and he said, hey, I've been listening on the show, and I heard you mention the Ultimate Men's Clinic. And I said, yeah. He says, you know, you're kind of hinting at it, but not coming out and saying it, but are you talking about they can help you with your size as a man? And I said, yes, it's exactly what you think that it is. They have the option to enlarge what you were given and to make you feel better about it. But what's interesting is it's not just about the physiological change that happens. It's the psychological change that happens as a result of that, too. And they can help you with all of that because it's not just about changing the physical. It's not just about being able to perform better in the bedroom. It's about how to take that and apply that to the rest of your life, the rest of your day. And that's where I think a lot of people fall short, no pun intended, when they go through some of these procedures, is that they just think that it's a one-shot fix for whatever it is that's making them feel less than themselves. And at the Ultimate Men's Clinic in New Bedford, it's a holistic approach to all of those things. And it's making sure that it doesn't just change you physically, it helps you see the emotional and the psychological benefits of it as well. So talk to them, find out about it. If it's something that you've been considering, find out about it and see if they can't help you. And it could be something as simple as maybe you don't need a procedure like that. Maybe you just need to up your testosterone levels. They can test you for that and they can let you know. And if you do need to, it doesn't have to be a shot. They have a cream that you can just apply every day that'll take care of that problem for you. But it could be, you know, some more drastic measures as well that sound like they are, you know, more complicated procedures than they really are. They're very simple. They're very effective. And Dr. Jack and his team at the Ultimate Men's Clinic can explain it all to you. So you can give them a call, 508-505-9100. Or the best thing to do is just go to their website, theultimatemensclinic.com, and you can get all the information there, and you can start the process of reaching out to them to set an appointment to talk to them. And don't be shy about it. I know it can be an awkward thing to talk about with people, but this is what they do. It's what they specialize in, and they want to help. Theultimatemensclinic.com, theultimatemensclinic.com. All right, I've got to take a break here for the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo. We're going to ask him about, we'll talk about the Parallel Products South Coast Renewables decision. We'll talk about the